The original research article entitled "The Public Health and Economic Burden of Long COVID in Australia, 2022-24, A Modeling Study," was authored by Costantino and Grafton et al. From the Kirby Institute in Australia. It was published in the Medical Journal of Australia on the 18th of August, 2024. Current COVID-19 public health strategies focus primarily on the acute symptoms to mitigate hospitalization and death, neglecting the impact of long COVID. This study uses hospitalization and mortality data, along with serological surveys, to estimate the prevalence of long COVID and its national economic impact. The data for the estimation is based on a serosurvey of Australian blood donors conducted by the Kirby Institute. The median age of adult donors was 44 to 47 years old, with four data points from early to late 2022. The presence of SARS-CoV-2 antibodies was then projected from January 2022 to December 2024, and the prevalence of long COVID was estimated. Prevalence for long COVID amongst all Australians peaked at 1.2 to 5.4% in September 2022 and gradually declined to 0.7 to 3.4% of all Australians by December 2024. Long COVID had the highest prevalence in those aged 35 to 49. The brunt of the disease burden landed on those of working age, which is the root of the profound economic impact. The estimated labor loss to long COVID in 2022 was 102.4 million hours, equating to 8.0 hours lost per employed person. The projected economic loss from labor loss alone was $4.8 billion, 0.2% of GDP. This figure rises to $9.6 billion, or 0.5% of GDP, when factoring in a proportional reduction in other factors of production. Noteworthy, the authors highlighted that their model does not account for losses caused by long COVID beyond 6 months, the rate of reinfection, and other indirect productivity losses. This suggests that the reported figures likely represent an underestimation. The authors emphasized the urgency to take action to prevent long COVID, particularly by increasing access to and encouraging vaccinations in working adults, as it has been shown to reduce both the risk of contracting COVID and its symptoms. The authors also recommend further studies into the effectiveness of antiviral medication as another potential frontline treatment for long COVID.